Algernon, thanks for joining us. We're starting this Business Watch talking about what is happening at Barricade Culture Shop. Now, the Las Cruces Sun News put a video on your website that displayed an alleged altercation between the owner of the property and the owner and operator of Barricade Culture Shop. What can you share about this incident?
Well, normally we wouldn't be sharing stories about a landlord evicting a business from a commercial property. That sort of thing happens all the time. Part of what makes this unique is Barricade Culture Shop is a unique business located on Solano Drive in Kansas for 4 years. They opened in 2015. They are a space that creates a kind of a safe space for skateboarders, people learning about art. The owner, Saba, is a local artist who does aerosol wall mural art, and he also does screen prints for T-shirts and things like that. And they teach art classes there, and it's not a conventional kind of store that's open in conventional hours, but a legitimate business serving a particular part of the community.
The video details what looks like sort of damage to the property. I mean, do you know anything about this?
Two very different stories, even though there's a video that's been posted to YouTube, two very different stories about it. The front window of the business was smashed last week. Barricade Culture Shop says it was the landlord who did it to his own building to evict them. He broke in and wrecked the place and threw all their stuff out onto the street. The landlord's story is that actually Barricade and its inhabitants did this to the business and he wants them out. The only thing we've been able to pin down is that Saba admits that they were a little late on the rent. They were trying to close out this lease. There was some miscommunication, some disputes about money. It's not clear who piled stuff up on the street or why, but there is a video that was posted to YouTube of an altercation that got a little physical.
Yeah, let's talk about that. It looks like whoever was shooting that video was allegedly struck in some way by what appears to be the owner of the property.
Saba started filming his interactions with the landlord using his cell phone, and this is one of a few that he's accumulated. The relationship is pretty bad in this altercation. The landlord gets angry at Saba and appears to strike either his phone or Saba. It's not very clear. Saba says that he took a punch at him. The landlord told me that he just got a little nervous because there was a guy with a camera in his face.
Okay, so do we know if there is going to be any type of resolution with this issue, or is Barricade closed indefinitely?
It's not clear whether any legal actions are going to follow from this, although there are some pretty scathing accusations on both sides of it. Saba says that his finances are pretty low. This is not a cash-rich business. He'll reopen if he can find a way to do it.
Okay, Algernon, we'll stay updated on that ongoing issue. Now, I want to move on and talk about downtown. We've been talking about downtown Las Cruces aiming to do and being a place where people can live, work, and play. Do you have some news on this?
Well, we have a new business downtown. It's on the corner of Main Street and Las Cruces Avenue. It's the Main Street Vintage Mercado. And the owner, actually, is a former manager at Barricade Culture Shop.
Interesting.
Yeah, John Chavez Floyd, he says that his business is actually modeled on the mercados that he knows from Mexico, where you have more than one business under one roof. So he sells antiques. He's got a cafe. He sells paletas, which are the Mexican ice pop things that are very refreshing in the hot weather. He also has a music venue, a venue for performances. And so all of that is under this one roof. And so it's one more thing to keep people downtown. It's open during the day. It's open late at night. And it offers a variety of services.
Okay, interesting. Now we have just a little bit of time left, but we have news on a new sushi place.
Sushi Freak is finally open, this greatly anticipated place. It's sort of an assemble-it-yourself kind of sushi place, but they sell the sushi burrito. As I was on my way here, my colleague Jackie Devine was chomping down on this monstrous-looking sushi roll that is the size of a burrito.
Well, a lot of folks love burritos and sushi, so this sounds like a really cool option.
Should tell you that that is located at the former Red Brick Pizzeria. It's on North Tell Shore over near Sam's Club.
Thanks, Algernon. We'll talk with you next week.
Ciao.